A tour of a French internment camp and a Shoah memorial centre, a tree-planting ceremony for a young victim of anti-Semitic violence, and a chance to share faith and friendship with a local Jewish community. All these were on the agenda at a meeting in Paris of the International Catholic Jewish Liaison Committee, which concluded on March the 2nd. The theme of the meeting, held at the prestigious Collège des Bernardins, where Pope Benedict gave a key speech during his 2009 visit to Paris, was a review of 40 years of dialogue and a chance to look ahead to future perspectives. Despite ongoing tensions between the two sides, the joint visits to places of importance for the Jewish world are very practical and powerful symbols of the progress that has characterized Jewish-Catholic dialogue since the Second Vatican Council. That's according to Bishop Brian Farrell, Secretary of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity and a member of the high-profile Vatican delegation which traveled to Paris for this meeting. Bishop Brian Farrell, you're there in Paris attending this meeting with Jewish representatives from around the world. Tell us, first of all, what have been the most significant aspects of this meeting so far?
Well, this is the fourth such meeting that I have been at. The meetings began way back in 1970. The first meeting was held in 1971. And it seems to me that the first thing we have to say is that the climate of communication between Catholics and Jews here at the meeting is greatly improved, and that the sense of trust in this dialogue, which has not always been easy, is much improved.
You've been to visit some of the places of the Jewish community there in France, haven't you, including a synagogue? What can you tell us about that?
Yes, it was a visit to a synagogue in a suburb of Paris here in order for us all to understand the real situation in which the Jewish community lives its life. It is a very active community. And we were able to not only celebrate with them, but there was a planting of a tree in memory of a young Jewish boy who had been killed precisely because of anti-Semitic feelings and so forth some years ago. And we had then a really wonderful encounter with the local Jewish community, and heard about their life, the efforts they make to transmit their religious traditions, the kind of education they give to the younger generation and so forth. It was an insight into the life of this local Jewish community, which brought all of us who come from around the world into contact with the realities of living in a particular situation.
France, of course, has one of the most significant, sizable Jewish communities in Europe. How much are concerns about anti-Semitism still very much at the forefront today?
Well, it's present all over Europe, and unfortunately, it's something that, no matter what the educational effort we make, has not been completely eradicated. I think that we have continued to discuss this question, but I think also that people are pointing to the fact that there is progress, and that the way we present each other in our catechesis, in our understanding of history and so forth, has greatly improved. And of course, improvement means that there's a search for the truth rather than for the repetition of slogans and prejudices that can sometimes be the cause of tensions.
You're also visiting the Drancy internment camp, aren't you, from where thousands of Jews were deported to the death camps during the war. It's a sign, I suppose, that history is very much a part of the present dialogue between the Catholic and Jewish world.
Yes, it is, of course. And history is part of all the relationships that we build between, even between the Christian churches. The burden of history is very heavy on most peoples of Europe in particular, and we all have memories that are kept alive and that give a certain sense of identity. So here, too, of course, the terrible events of the Second World War, and especially of the Shoah, are very much a part of the identity of the people who have lost family members at that time and still keep a great veneration for them. It's really an experience. We, of course, are concerned with the spiritual realities behind all of these historical events, and it's a deep, moving experience to pray at these places to remember the terrible evil that was done and how that evil still has its effects today. So together we visit and pray and commit ourselves to doing whatever is possible to make sure that the younger generations understand that we cannot be divided in such a way again. We cannot abandon one another, and that we have to stand together to be able to live in the truth about each other.
Paris has a very significant Shoah Memorial Center, doesn't it, with precisely this aim in mind?
Yes, yes. And, well, naturally, it was in the heart of the whole problem with the occupation during the Second World War and so on. But also, it stands today not so much to remember the past alone, but above all to make us aware that a different future has to be built.
The theme of your meeting is 40 years of dialogue, reflections on the past, yes, but also future perspectives. What could you tell us from this meeting about those future perspectives, the hopes for the coming years?
Well, of course, we evidently are all committed. We have had a continuous exchange in these meetings here about the ways in which the Second Vatican Council with Nostra Aetate has changed our relationship to the Jewish community, and how this relationship can no longer be left, you might say, to the kindness of our hearts, but that it is an essential part of our understanding of our own identity as Christians, and that we must begin to understand each other at a deeper level. So on the one hand, there will be certainly a commitment to a deeper, more theological conversation between Catholics and Jews. But on the other hand, too, we realize that we have so many of the same values. And in society today, we can work together to defend these values and to cooperate in projects that will be of benefit to society because of the values that we stand for. And today there was an interesting discussion on bioethical questions, which showed also how many, many Jews are very close to the positions that, for example, the popes have taken in recent times on these matters.
There's also a number of interesting projects, aren't there, going on where Jews and Catholics are cooperating together. I'm thinking of things like the Caritas working together with similar Jewish organizations.
Absolutely, yes, yes, yes. And, of course, it varies in different places around the world. And it varies also according to the number of people in the Jewish community in different places. But yes, and I think that one of the important things is that we recognize that there is a growing understanding that we must do these things together, yes.
My thanks there to Bishop Brian Farrell, Secretary of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, which oversees the Vatican's relations with the Jewish world.